Sports.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. This is your show, so take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, whatever, 1-800-259-9231. The website, Manwich, the website.
All you have to do is go to the website at freetalklive.com. You can download the last 6 days' worth of archives. They're in convenient little one-hour capsules, labeled, so you can download them to your MP3 player or burn them on a CD, whatever you want to do. They're completely free for you at freetalklive.com.
Yes.
There's also the live streaming. It's the best stream that we've got on the Internet out of the 8 streams that we have going. And you can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners.
You should check out the Shrine of Female Listeners because we have a brand new validated Shriner, the third validated Shriner that we've added to the site. It is author C.F. Jackson. She's on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, what's really cool. I mean, she's a
self-authoress, right?
Authoress. That's correct. Well, you have to be a female to get on the Shrine of Female Listeners, obviously. And she's female. She's one of our younger listeners, I would say. She looks like she's maybe her early 20s. And she's already got herself a book that she's written.
Fantastic.
And so we put a little link there to her website. So if you are interested in checking out her book, you can do that. But she did her sign. See, to become a validated Shriner, you have to have some sort of a proof that you listen to Free Talk Live. A sign of some sort that says, I hate Manwich, or Manwich is God, or
that's better.
I love Free Talk Live, or I hate Free Talk Live. Anything that proves
Ian's a pompous jerk.
Sure, that too. Anything that proves that you listen to Free Talk Live. She did one of hers, except she had it on the computer screen behind her.
Very clever.
In the shot, which is really cool. So
you could just scrawl it on the back of a paper bag and hold it up.
You could do whatever you want, as long as we know it's you and
you
listen to the show.
You could bake a cake and write Talk Live on the cake.
Somebody was talking about one of our... Well, we have a whole
and
bunch of...
the cake.
We have a whole bunch of Shriners who are already on the Shrine who are not validated, and most of them are that way because they joined up prior to the whole validation program, I guess you could say. And I think Lindsay was talking about possibly stenciling Free Talk Live in on one of her pairs of shorts or something like that. And
I'd like to encourage her to embroider it on her panties.
1-800-259-9231. She's 17, Manwich.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I'd like to retract that.
So, yeah, log on. Get interactive in the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. We got thousands of posts. I think we're one member away from 250 users, which is really cool. So there's lots to do there again online.
Wow, there's 249 users?
Yeah.
Wow.
At freetalklive.com.
Growing every day.
What do we want to talk about first tonight? I know you've got a crazy story about the police beating a man.
I do have
that.
Is that
your hottest story tonight?
It's the one I'd like to lead with.
Why don't you lead with that, then?
Do you have emails
to
go through?
Oh, emails. Thank you for that reminder. I think we might actually have one of
people
them.
People do listen at this time to hear their emails.
That's true. Yep. Of course, if you have phone calls, we go right to those calls, because this is the show about your calls. But if you've got an email, we might read your email live on the air. It's ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Tom Bosley, who emails the show from time to time.
Richie Cunningham's dad.
It's Tom Bosley, whoever that is. He says, Radio men, I figure everyone is not perfect. Not me, not you.
Certainly not Manwich.
Well, here's a link that I want you to look at, and he gives me the link. Just take a look at it and think. Think about what you and the free men of New Hampshire could possibly face. And, of course, when he's talking about New Hampshire, he's talking about the fact that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That is toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Well, not only do they pay for a sponsorship on the show, but we're both members.
That's true. We are both members, and pretty much every voice you'll hear behind a microphone on this show is a member. So our third men on the show who are on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays are also Free State Project members. So we're all going to New Hampshire in order to be more free. So that's what he's referencing here. He says, think about it. Don't you think that these toys are mo better than the article is showing here? And what he's talking about, what this website shows, is all of the different military unmanned vehicles, the unmanned robot killers, basically.
Yeah, they do. They have little remote control robots with, like, machine guns on top or, like, mustard gas contained with inside, and they just, instead of sending real men in to do the dirty work, they send in a radio-controlled killing machine.
Right, a Terminator, basically.
Yeah.
And
a
so
RoboCop.
I guess he's suggesting that might be used against us in New Hampshire. I guess that's what he's saying.
I hope not.
It's not going to prevent me from going and joining, you know, it's not going to stop me or scare me from moving there. You know, I'm going to do what I have to do to become more free, because that's what it's all about.
I understand that. I don't think that you'll necessarily be martyred for the cause if something like that happened. I mean, look at David Koresh and the Koreshians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody rises up and says, "Remember Waco."
There are some people who still say that, I think.
There probably are some, but
it was a sad, sad day in American history.
It sure was.
Anyway, he goes on to say, machines have no conscience, and the people driving them from some command center miles away will not be able to see, smell, hear, or feel the pains of those on the receiving end of the weapons systems.
Just people falling down in a video screen.
He says, I think studying the subject collectivism is necessary for you to become a better weapon against tyranny. Consider this. I guess that means he considers us a weapon against tyranny. Just he's suggesting on how we could be a better weapon.
Better weapon.
Tyranny. I take that as a compliment.
Thank you, Tom.
He says, consider this. Socialism, anarchism, communism, and fascism are all just forms of collectivism. Now, I'd like to hear how it is that anarchism is a form of collectivism.
Anarcho-syndicalism could be.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's a couple different types of anarchy out there.
Which is really just tribalism.
I happen to like the idea of anarchist capitalist.
That's what you might just like, some nonsense like that. I like the idea of the Constitution of the United States of America.
I like that, too. And I think we should start there and then start to pick certain parts out of it, like the post office.
So
who
like,
really needs a post office?
So you're really just a progressionalist?
You're progressing towards more freedom, yes, if that's what you want to say. Anyway, here he says, it seems that there are always arguments about these terms. Fact is, all of them are forms of collectivism. Instead of arguing about which America is drinking, RC Cola, Coke, or Pepsi, maybe we can discuss not drinking the soda. What would be the opposite of soda? No soda. Collectivism is the political system, has an ethical foundation. And what is that? Altruism. Ever hear of this? I never did when I was 22 and younger. Most people don't even consider that they're philosophically impotent. All there is two parties, maybe throw in the Greens and a few others. All I'm saying is, on the radio, television, etc., we never hear collectivism. That's pretty much true. Most of the TV news doesn't ever mention a term like that. I think I've heard altruism, but in no way is it ever explained, blah, blah, blah.
Doesn't it mean giving generously to charity?
That's what I thought. I'm not sure what...
Apparently, there's a deeper meaning to it.
Yeah. He says, this brings me to Gary Webb. Laughing it off? Yes, good, dead, forgotten about, and never heard of Gary Webb. Today on your show, he was brought up. That was last night. I heard him brought up on a commercial advertisement as well, and was even listening to that particular show when it was originally broadcast. So get to it, you say. All right, Gary Webb put himself in a seriously dangerous position. I personally had never heard of the dude until he got wasted. Now, I don't know about you, but when a guy goes out and tries to expose the CIA's drug smuggling operation and then shoots himself in the face twice with a .38 caliber revolver, I tend to think that he might have been removed from any future plan. Since his mysterious suicide, many have spoken about GW. People who knew him spoke about him, meaning Gary Webb, not GW Bush. People who knew him spoke about him. Folks wrote many articles about him. What do I think? Well, he tried to do good. He wanted to free up the masses from the BS system. He tried, as you, to do his best. Now, if your radio station happens...
Does that mean we're going to get shot in the face?
I don't know. Here's what he says. If now your radio station happens to lose all its crew in a mysterious car accident or string of suicides, would you want me to laugh and think it is of no importance? What if you start getting recognition and a following? Your fans will be considered nuts, kooks, paranoids. You know, I didn't mean to pick on Gary Webb. It was just an easy joke, and I went for it. That's all it really was. 1-800-259-9231.
And it continues the Gary Webb conversation, right?
Yes, that's right. We're talking about him. Talking about him, and I think it's important because his is a sad story. More coming up. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass, and much more. reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience, who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on there. There's all sorts of cool stuff for you to check out at freetalklive.com. We're reading an email, actually, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read your email live on the air.
It's our famous emailer, Tom Bosley.
Tom Bosley, and he actually is
taking a break from his AARP sponsorship and giving us an email.
He has addressed a few different issues, and in this part of the email, he's addressing, I guess, the flippant attitude that we had towards a call that we received a while back. This was a few weeks ago on the show, and I'm going to go ahead and play the promo that I created from this call so everybody knows what it is exactly that that he's referring to in this email.
Free Talk Live.
I just recently read an article. In fact, the article was done by Gary Webb. I don't know if you know
who. We really don't care who wrote it, but go ahead.
Just was killed about a week ago. Anyway.
Oh, dear.
The article said that these games that are done online, that those are monitored by the military to see who the good players are.
That's a little bit paranoid. Where did you read that article?
I told you it was done by Gary Webb.
I don't know who the hell that is. Where did you read it? In a magazine or on the internet or what?
Well, it was on the internet. Well, I'm going to go back to Gary Webb again. I know you don't care who he is, but he wrote Dark Alliance, which was about the CIA bringing the drugs in.
I'm with you on that one. I believe the government is involved, and I'm sure the DEA is doing it too. Thanks for the call, Bob. Any final words?
Oh, that's it.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Gary Webb in I'm kidding.
Free Talk Live.
All right, so that absolutely was flippant and rude, and it was kind of funny, I thought, and so I made a promo out of it. Now, to be fair, okay, we're defending ourselves.
I chuckled
here
a couple of times during the promo. Yeah. It is a funny promo.
Well,
and it's a funny show.
And you have to understand the context around the promo. I mean, when you're just listening to the promo and you don't understand the context, you might get it as a funny promo, and if you don't know who Gary Webb is, then you'll think it's funnier. If you know who Gary Webb is, then it's going to seem insensitive and rude.
Right.
And I don't really care, as long as it gets you to tune into the show, right?
That's our
most important thing.
And I'd like to say another thing about humor. Is humor, by its very nature, intrinsically, somebody is harmed by humor.
It's a good point.
Someone is always hurt. It's not someone or something. If I make a joke about the desk here that our microphones are attached to, well, then, you know,
that would be
somehow
insulting the people who created this desk, who are a couple friends of mine.
Somebody is always harmed by humor. Right. And if you don't have humor in the show, you just got a really boring radio show.
I agree with that. And there's plenty of those out there, that's for sure. But let's recap that whole situation, because it was a long call, and obviously we can't put a whole call into a one-minute promo, so I have to bring it down to its essence.
Sure.
The gentleman was calling in about a variety of different things. He started out trying to plug somebody else in his book, who wasn't Gary Webb, someone completely
different. I thought it was Gary Webb.
No, he started out plugging someone else's book, and we said, look, dude, we don't plug books on this show. This is not a guest-based show. We're not here to give people free plugs. This is Free Talk Live. We talk about the issues. We talk about personal problems. It's a conversational show.
If somebody wants to plug their book, they're welcome to buy a 60-second commercial.
Exactly right, yeah. He started trying to plug this one guy's book, and then a little bit later on, he plugs Gary Webb, and I again said, look, we don't care who wrote this article, just tell us what it was about. Because he wasn't calling about Gary Webb. He was calling about something completely different, and he just happened to reference him. And then he referenced him again, and referenced him again, so I thought since he referenced the guy so many times in one short period, I'd answer the next phone call by saying it's Gary Webb, which of course it wasn't. And obviously
Gary
insensitive.
Webb is dead.
Gary Webb is dead.
Shot in the face.
And when he told us about what happened to Gary Webb, our response, I would say, was appropriate. We said, I would not wish that on anybody.
No.
You know? And we didn't know the details at that point of why he was shot in the face, or we didn't know that much about his career or anything. I'd never heard of the guy. Now, I'd heard of the whole exposure of the CIA thing. I knew that that had happened in the mid-90s. I didn't know he was the man behind it. So
I don't think the exposure of the training people in video games is really, you know, exposing much, though.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And that's what that caller was referring to. And that's certainly, yeah.
But it's a flippant answer, and, you know, that's what we do. We kind of do those things. And that doesn't mitigate the fact that people do get hurt by humor, so you have our deepest apologies.
Well, I'm not going to apologize for making a funny promo out of it, because, again, if you can't laugh at life, then what have you got? You know, if you can't even laugh at the serious things, then...
Well, you'd hate to hear his widow call in, right?
Obviously, I would hate that, sure. And I'm sure that, again, there are plenty of people who are offended by that, but, well, you're still listening to the show. And
apologies,
if you're not,
are
see
free,
you later.
Though.
Yeah.
They're free.
Okay. So if you want to comment, 1-800-259-9231. Let me wrap this email up here. He says, what if you start getting recognition and a following? Your fans will be considered nuts, kooks, and paranoids. I don't know why that would be, necessarily. We don't get on the air and espouse conspiracy theories like some other shows do.
Well,
we'll let the callers espouse them.
Let me tell you that my friends in the business world, my friends that are sort of outside the Libertarian Party, they all think that libertarians are nuts, kooks.
That's their problem.
I'm just telling you, that's what they think.
Well, I think they're nuts for supporting socialism. How about that?
There you go.
All right. How do you want to be remembered? How do you remember, want to be remembered in your demise? Ha ha! Who is Manwich? Manwich who? Is he gay? Anything is possible. That's what I thought. I always thought it was a gay name. But
why?
I didn't even know it was.
Why is it always me who's the gay one? Why?
Well, because
can't Ian be
gay? Manwich. It's. I always thought that was a gay thing.
Right. You didn't even know that Manwich was a.
That's
a,
how disconnected I am.
Sauce for meat.
I didn't even
made
know
by Hormel.
I didn't even know that Manwich was what it is. How the hell could I know?
You
who
just
Garrett
thought it was
Webb
a man
is, right?
Sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
Which sounded vaguely gay.
It
to
sounds
you.
Very gay. Anything is possible. He probably got shot by his upset lover. Give me a break, please. This is a man. He is dead. Humor isn't involved with his death. Please don't be flip. Well, what is it that they say? Tragedy plus time. Comedy is only tragedy plus time. Is that what they say? You're not supposed
I've
to make
that.
Fun. Of, you're not supposed to make fun of tragic events immediately afterwards. But if you give it a week or a month, then you can make fun of it.
I don't
want
to hear
funny.
Any tsunami jokes. And I'm certainly not ready to hear
are
any 9/11 jokes.
Are there tsunami jokes? Yet?
I don't know.
I haven't heard any yet. If you got a tsunami joke, 1-800-259-9231. Anyway, finishing up his email, he says,
"Now you know God hates Muslims."
He says,
"Just look at Indonesia."
He said, like I said about reacting to abuse, what about reacting to death, slavery, or theft? Becoming angry is okay. Hearing your passion and emotional outrage is okay. Getting your realistic reaction to atrocities is okay. I am pissed. Every time I find out something new, it just shows how ignorant I am. I spent years effing off and smoking pot. Now I am seriously awakened to the hazards ahead. I'm not happy about it. And I'm not
seriously
laughing
awakened,
about it.
Awakened and smoking pot.
I want serious reactions from the serious. If someone sees humor in it or no danger in it, then they, in my opinion, are not aware of anything at all. Well, I think there's absolutely danger ahead in this road that we're going down in this
absolutely.
Country. This road towards tyranny, towards a socialist nation, or a fascist nation, or a communist nation. They're all one and the same. As Tom Bosley pointed out earlier in the email, they're all very, very similar. And we're going down that road. It is absolutely serious. And I think we treat it with the necessary demeanor on this show most of the time. But if there's a chance to make a joke or to have a brief laugh at something, why not take that opportunity? Even if it's at the cost of something of someone, then that's just how, like you said, that's just how humor is. And I don't have a problem with that. If I'm going to be thrown into a gulag somewhere, there's no point in being serious. I might as well enjoy myself as much as possible, right?
You can enjoy yourself in a gulag.
Wasn't there a book written by someone who was in one of the Nazi concentration camps who
I'm
basically claimed
was.
That he was a free man inside a concentration camp? Obviously, physically, he wasn't free, but the one thing they couldn't do was control his thoughts. So what's wrong with having a good time, and what's wrong with smiling and laughing? I have no problem with it. 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls about anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so.
A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. Bring up anything, whether it be political or personal, whatever it is, it's on your mind. You can also get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. We got the last 6 days worth of the show fully archived and described. We got live streaming. The brand newest Shriner, our newest validated Shriner, author, C.F. Jackson, self-published author, C.F. Jackson.
She's worth going to take a look at.
She is very, very cool, and we definitely appreciate her taking the time to send us a validated picture. And ladies, if you listen to the show, all you have to do to be a part of the Shrine of Female Listeners is send us your picture. Now, if you send us a picture that proves that you listen to Free Talk Live, meaning you're holding up a sign that says, you know, that references Free Talk Live in some way, then we'll put you in the validated section of the Shrine. And that gives you special abilities on our bulletin board system, where we've got almost 250 users, thousands of
special
posts.
Abilities.
That's right. It gives you moderator access to the Shrine of Female Listeners Forum. Yeah, so there's all kinds of cool stuff on there. Check it out at freetalklive.com. We're going to get into the cops beating the hell out of some people here in just a moment. But one real quick email, just to scratch our egos here. Hey, guys, I just found out about the show a week ago, and I love it. Trying to get all my friends to tune in. Keep up the good work. Mike from Connecticut.
Great.
So thanks for listening, Mike. And I responded to Mike, and I said, Mike, if you really want to do something easy to help the show, you can call your local program directors, because I don't think we have any affiliates in Connecticut right now.
I'm certain we don't.
So call your local talk station.
We do in Providence, though.
We do in Providence. He might be an ARL listener. It's possible.
He could very well be.
Call
5,000 watts at night.
Yes, that's true, but only 1 hour. So you need to call your local talk stations anyway. If they are carrying the show, tell them to carry all 3 hours of the show every night and our Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock on Saturdays, because we're on Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday, we got our Saturday night show from 8 to 10. Call all your local talk stations. Tell all the program directors you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 days a week. And then maybe one of them will add our show.
Indeed.
Yes. So, who are the cops beating up now, Manwich?
Well, since we're talking about the Northeast, here's a little New England story for you. Springfield principal files police brutality lawsuit. Springfield, Massachusetts. We were just referencing Springfield being the most used
mm-hmm.
city name in America. And if I were king, there would only be one in the world. A school principal who says he was beaten by at least 4 city police officers while having a diabetic attack is suing the officers, accusing them of dragging him through his car window and calling him a drug user before getting him medical help. You will not believe this story. When I get into the facts of this, it only gets more appalling per paragraph.
He was a school principal.
Yes. Douglas Greer, principal of the Robert M. Hughes Academy Charter School in Springfield, so it's not a public school, really.
Well, charter schools are kind of in the middle.
Yeah, they're in a gray area. Is seeking an unspecified amount of money in the lawsuit he filed on Friday in the U.S. District Court in Springfield. The lawsuit says Greer pulled his BMW into a convenience store, Sounds like a drug dealer, right? A drug user in his BMW, a convenience store parking lot, on November the 4th, when he started feeling disoriented, a symptom of of a diabetic attack. A store clerk called the police after noticing Greer's car was parked for a while. When the police arrived, they broke the car windows out and pulled Greer through the shattered passenger side window.
Oh, my gosh.
Get this. Even though his car doors were unlocked already.
What?
Yes. They didn't try the door.
They didn't even try the door. They just broke the window.
They just broke out the window
and
the Beamer.
Now, what happens when you're in a diabetic attack? Do you pass out from lack of insulin or whatever?
The only one I've seen, they just kind of get really lethargic. You know, so it's probably like...
And so if they come up and
relaxing
they tried to
in his car, as it were.
So if they had come up and tried to speak to him, then he would not have necessarily been able to respond in any real fashion. And that gives them the right to break
through
out the
window?
Guy's window?
I mean, it's not like they ever had the chance. You know, it's not like he had the opportunity to really respond. I don't think
it doesn't say that. It says they came up and broke the window. It doesn't say that they asked him any questions, that they tried to communicate with him, which they might have. They
certainly
might have
the Globe doesn't know.
Right.
Okay. The lawsuit goes on to describe how officers hear their names. Do you want them?
I'm never going to meet them, hopefully.
Right. Kick and choked and beat Greer. The officers have denied Greer's accusations.
How about Officer Scumbag, Jackboot, and Bureaucrat? How about that?
There's four of them.
There are four of them.
Yes.
And Lowlife.
Little Hitler, okay.
Yeah.
The officers have denied Greer's accusations. I would, too. And these guys received training in the police academy on how to lie on the stand. Just want to make that clear. The suit has lists five unnamed officers also as defendants. Greer's lawyer, Walter Prince, said that these officers have not been identified. He did not specify what role they played in the alleged altercation. All the facts are not known at this juncture.
Is Greer black?
It doesn't say. Maybe I haven't read that the whole article. Maybe it says in there in portion I have not read. Police Chief Paula Manera is also named as a defendant. Good person to name.
Mm-hmm.
The lawsuit says Greer repeatedly told the officers that he was diabetic and said he needed juice or sugar to stave off his diabetic attack.
As he was being beaten, he was telling them this?
The police defendants nonetheless continued to beat and kick him repeatedly and yell that he was on drugs, the lawsuit says. Greer says the police hit him with what he believed to be nightsticks and a flashlight, then handcuffed him behind his back and shackled his leg.
See, now, I'd just like to say, because I'm playing the fighting sound effects doesn't mean that I don't feel sorry for the guy. It's just good audio.
Stop
it's not being flippant. Is it?
According to, yeah, of course it is.
I feel terrible about this. I think it's horrible when this happens. I think the police are out of control.
Well, imagine, if you feel terrible, imagine how the cops felt once they did this. According to the lawsuit, the officers named Greer's, opened Greer's briefcase and found his insulin and a syringe.
Without any sort of probable cause, opened his briefcase.
Well, they did have probable cause to kick
the
crap out
of him, right?
So I think that opening his briefcase is a smaller issue.
I mean, I understand that when you're sitting out in front of 7-Eleven, there is a no loitering sign, and the police do have the right to ask you to leave and then possibly throw you off the property. But if you can't communicate with somebody, gosh, it doesn't seem like the right answer to just beat the hell out of them. It just seems like maybe jumping to some conclusions, maybe being
I can't
a
see how these four
unreasonable
guys thought it was a good idea. Four of them. It'd be like one guy, you think, in a situation making a split-second decision, you can see why he would react too violently. But four guys, all at once, thought, I know, we'll break the window and kick the crap out of him. You know, it doesn't seem like they're following police procedures
no,
here.
No, not at all.
All right.
This is Boston? Springfield.
In Massachusetts. After an ambulance brought Greer to the hospital, a police supervisor urged Greer not to file charges against the police officers, according to the lawsuit. I bet they did. The officers have denied that they used excessive force and maintained that they gave appropriate medical assistance to Greer.
How about
a knuckle sandwich?
What would have excessive been? If that's not excessive force, what would excessive have been? A gunshot to the head? Well, that'll put a stop to those loiterers.
Four officers have been placed in administrative duty in the police commission.
Administrative duty or leave?
Excuse me.
Administrative.
It says administrative duty.
Huh. So they took him off the streets.
Yep. So they're being investigated. Manera claims several of Greer's claims, including that he was dragged through his car window, have been disputed by the officers. You know, if there's a broken window, I don't care.
Well, you know the passed out diabetic didn't break his own damn window, that's for sure.
She called their involvement with Greer a medical issue.
This is amazing. The cops, I mean, whether it's beating the hell out of a diabetic, shooting decapitating a dog's head with a shotgun blast, or beating some old man on the side of the road, which we're going to tell you about next, how the police beat the hell out of, pepper sprayed, rather, an 85-year-old man. It doesn't stop here, people. We want to hear from you, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Give us your police hell stories. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, personal, political, whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can log on and join the fun at freetalklive.com. There's all sorts of cool stuff there for you, so don't forget to check that out. Talking about the out-of-control cops in this country, they are
It's not just the out-of-control cops.
Well, what is it then?
Year after year after year, the judiciary has seen fit to limit our freedoms and expand the freedoms of the police state.
Okay.
One after another after another. It's not just the cops. They're only following suit. They're just, you know.
There's no excuse for
stepping in line.
Well, you're right, they have given the police more powers over the years, and of course, power attracts the corrupt, power also attracts the easily corruptible.
I think that corrupts people.
It can corrupt, yes, it absolutely, corrupt but it also attracts those who are looking for it as well. There are people out there who, a lot of cops are cowards, basically. They got pushed around, maybe.
A lot?
I don't know.
They got pushed around maybe by daddy when they were growing up, or got beat up in high school, and now they're going to take it out on somebody else. In fact, that's another one of the things that they've suggested that accounts for a lot of these beatings in Iraq and at Guantanamo Bay and all the torture, where our soldiers are basically being subjected to that same sort of treatment during basic training, basically being treated like a pile of crap and pushed around and kind of beaten on and shoved and really just spat on by their superiors during basic training. And then so just like a typical cycle of abuse, they turn around and meet that out on innocent people.
I say it's the atmosphere. I say that, and you've
part
said
of
yourself, that a normal people can be convinced into shocking somebody to death in this experiment that you've talked about on a regular basis.
Yes.
And
the Milgram experiment.
It just, I think that it's the atmosphere of the police department.
Oh, yeah.
The atmosphere of the police departments are that it's okay to just beat the crap out of somebody who might be
Plus, it attracts people who would be more likely to do that. I mean, if you put a peacenik in the police department, I don't care what the atmosphere is, they're not going to whip out that club unless they absolutely have to.
I'd probably die.
Oh, if you were a police officer. Got it. So, we talked about this poor bastard in Springfield, Massachusetts, who was a school principal. He has diabetes. He was he felt like a diabetes attack coming on, or
he's having a diabetic attack.
I guess
diabetic
that's what you call it, an attack. But they don't really look like an epileptic seizure. They just kind of they just kind of go out.
Right.
I guess he pulled into a convenience store parking lot because he knew he knew damn well it was time to get off the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because he could feel it coming on, and apparently convenience store called the cops. Cops showed up. Probably wasn't too long before they smashed his windshield in, or smashed his driver's side window in.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled
it was a passenger side.
Pulled the man through the car window. Didn't even check the doors because the doors were unlocked. They pulled him through the window, and four of these police beat up on this 50-year-old man in his 50s?
Yeah, it seems like that was
school principal.
Yeah.
They beat the hell out of this dude. Four cops against a diabetic. And all the while, he is trying to communicate to them and tell them, I'm a diabetic, I need to have my insulin. And then they opened up a briefcase and found out that there was his insulin right there.
I wonder if they opened the briefcase and thought that he was like some kind of heroin drug addict.
That's probably what they thought.
There.
Yeah. These guys jump to so many conclusions. You want to talk about jumping to conclusions? Wait till you hear about this cop. St. Paul, Minnesota. Police said they're investigating an incident in which an office... Oh, don't you just love it? We're investigating. Don't worry, we'll investigate fully. You can trust us that we'll really investigate one of our own people real deep and real thorough. Yeah, sure. So they're investigating an incident in which an officer pepper sprayed an 85-year-old man during a traffic stop. Leon Nin said Officer Michael Lee also beat him after he took too long to stop his car. Police deny that and say that Nin's attacked Lee. Leaders of St. Paul's NAACP chapter and St. Paul African American Leadership Council alleged that race was a factor, as Nins is black. Mm. Nins said at a news conference Thursday that he was bringing sandwiches and cupcakes to his wife. Sounds like a vicious criminal to me.
Yep.
During his daily visit to her nursing home, December 27th, when Lee tried to pull him over for having expired license tags. Now, Nins, the old man, 85 years old, is a World War II veteran. Stands about 5'7" and weighs 145 pounds.
So okay,
he's not the biggest dude.
You know, there's going to come that moment in every person's life, if they make it long enough, that something's going to happen that they have to stop driving. And an 85-year-old man who maybe let his license, his tags expire, sounds like this is coming on the time when that thing is going
to
happen.
Sure, and he's the cop turned on his lights and tried to pull him over. Well, apparently, the old man claims that the cop, Lee, was angry that he didn't stop his car right away. I told him if I had seen you, I would have stopped, Nin said earlier. He got really mad about that. He told me to get in his car.
Is
he started
old man
beating
voice?
Me on the leg and on the side of the arm.
Ooh,
he pushed me down.
An 85-year-old man on the leg?
He pushed me down on the floor, and he was slamming the door on my legs.
Oh, my goodness.
This is because the guy didn't stop soon enough. And get this. Get what the... You will not believe how this cop puts it as far as how long it took him to stop. Nins was arrested and jailed for 2 days. The Ramsey County's attorney's office declined to charge him with a felony, but prosecutors still could bring a lesser charge. Nins said he went to the hospital for treatment after his release. Police reports said Nins did not stop for nearly... What do you think, Manwich?
A mile?
Half a mile. And they said they put the word nearly in front of half a mile.
Well, how fast was he going?
Which means it was less than half a mile. We're going to come back with more of this. 1-800-259-9231, because I haven't told you about this cop's history.
Oh,
just wait. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. We want to hear your cop hell stories. And if you're a cop, we want to hear from you. Call in 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. But right now, we're talking about cops beating the crap out of old men in Tennessee.
Dirty, stinking, cowardly cops.
Gosh.
I'm tired of them. And I'm so tired of them.
We don't say that all cops are dirty, stinking, cowardly cops.
No, just the dirty, stinking, cowardly ones. I want to make it clear there are some good cops out there, and boy, do they have a tough time. I mean, they are fighting against a system that asks them to enforce unconstitutional laws.
Yes.
And if they don't enforce the unconstitutional laws, they face who knows what sort of punishments. In fact, I think they should have the authority and the room to maneuver in which they can just decide, well, you know what? I don't agree with those marijuana laws. I don't think I'm going to enforce those.
They should be able to arrest the their peers that they find doing things illegal, too.
Yeah, they absolutely should. The cops are out of control in this country. If you want to comment, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231, and we want to hear your police hell stories. Did you ever get pulled over and harassed by the cops? We want to hear about it. Did you get pulled over and possibly beaten by the cops, threatened by the cops, maybe asked to give up sexual favors to get out of something? We've had all kinds of stories like this in the past.
You mean they're not supposed to do that?
Well, we're talking about the cops beating up an 85-year-old man right now in St. Paul, Minnesota. Apparently, the gentleman in question here, the 85-year-old man, Leon Nins, he did not have his up-to-date tags, or he had an expired license tag is what it was. And so Officer Michael Lee decided to pull him over. Apparently, it took Mr. Nins almost a half a mile in which to actually pull over.
Well, he was probably going 20 miles an hour.
That is not fair to say. Not all old people drive slow. And most of them who drive slow certainly don't drive that slowly. I mean, if he was on the interstate and even doing 60, that would be 30 seconds. It would be 30 seconds, and if he was doing 30, then that would be a minute. That means it would have taken this old man 30 seconds to a minute to pull over. Is that a long time? In my opinion, not really.
No.
You know, and here's an interesting point. If you are getting pulled over by the cops, pull yourself into a parking lot.
Yes.
Do not pull... We have cops who will pull, in this area of Tampa Bay, who will pull people over in the right lane of a two-lane road.
Saw it day before yesterday.
I see it all the time. And this is during rush
Three
hour.
Cops.
During rush hour.
Yep.
Pull someone over in the middle in a two-lane road in one of the lanes when there's parking lots all over the place.
Look, I got big blue lights. You got to get out of my way.
Why can't you just pull into the parking lot? As a matter of fact, you can. If you're being pulled over by the cops, go ahead and continue on until you get to a parking lot.
It's just
and
the people are so scared, you know?
Yes, they are so scared. Pull into the parking lot, put your car in park, and that way, if something does happen and you get arrested, the cops actually can't come and tow your ass because you're in a parking lot. You can actually tell them, I'll have someone come get my car. You can't get towed.
Yeah, there's
at least that's what I understand. I'm not a lawyer, so it's not necessarily legal advice. But let's wrap this up about Mr. Nins here. Not going to wrap it up now. Well, anyway, I'm going to tell you what this dirty cop.
I'll let you start out the next hour.
What it was that he did in the past, because this isn't his first run-in with controversy, shall we say. If you think it's bad that he beat an old man, an 85-year-old man, and gave him a little pepper gas, you won't believe what else he did. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live. If you're talking...